Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experiment. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Reality Spirituality show. Today, we're going to be talking about a variety of issues. I mean, it is just a smorgasbord. I haven't heard that word in a long time. Smorgasbord of topics today, from holiday obligations. We're still talking about the aftermath of this election. And then also, really, this is a time of the year where I hear a lot of people have extra anxiety, they're stressed out, a lot of holiday blues. We're going to be talking about all of that. But before I go into all of those topics, just want to welcome my new listeners. My background, I am a happiness specialist, and I proudly wear that title. However, I must admit that the title, that title living up to that, happiness specialist, is the hardest job, the hardest undertaking that I have ever taken, that I have ever attempted. You know, I've written my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, that's out on Amazon, by the way. I'm telling you, that book was a labor of love. The book proposal was even harder than writing the book. But living up to the title of happiness specialist, day in, day out, surrounded by life, surrounded by the challenges that happen in life, is more than a notion. And what I'm here to tell you is, when you make that commitment, see, this show is really about how to experience more happiness. And when you make that commitment, when I ask people all the time, do you want to be happier? Who wants to feel happier? Who wants to be happier? Everybody raises their hand. Yes, yes, yes. Who doesn't want to feel good? And let's just be clear about that definition of happiness. The definition is, regardless of what happens to you, regardless of what doesn't happen, you're at peace, you're content, you have an energy of satisfaction, you are okay with the world, you can look in the mirror and feel peaceful. That is happiness. It's not about when something happens, when you get that job title or you get that promotion or you run the lottery, now all of a sudden you're happy. Because those type of feelings, they don't last. They're here today when something happens, and then they're gone tomorrow when nothing is happening. So what I'm talking about is holding on to, connecting to the universe, connecting to that source. That energy that is that, you know, when you're connected, when you feel a sense of life is flowing, when you feel a sense that you're okay, when you feel a sense of gratitude, when you feel satisfied in your own skin, when nothing has to happen for you to feel a sense of peace and contentment. That's what I'm talking about. And before you can get to that place, I mean, listen, we all go in and out of that, during the days, the months, the years. You can grab onto that feeling from time to time. I'm talking about feeling connected, feeling at peace all of the time. All of the time. And let me say this, that regardless of that energy of, I'd rather this not be happening to me. I'd rather something else. I'd rather experience something different than what is happening. Regardless of that, there is a sense when you practice trusting, there is a sense that you get that you know. It's like knowing that the sun is going to shine in the morning. It's that connectiveness is what I'm speaking of, that what I'm talking about. And when you really realize that whatever is going on in your life, whatever you're experiencing is for your betterment, is for your growth, is for your expansion, is for your good, it's a gift, depending on how you look at it, depending on your perspective, whatever is happening is a gift. Then what follows is an openness, and your arms are out for all of it, for the things that you would have chosen and the things that you might not have chosen. Because the universe does all the choosing for us. I mean, yes, we can. I mean, I used to think that I had some kind of say, but I asked this question, and I've asked this question a lot, but if you would have designed your life, if you would have designed your life exactly the way that you wanted to, exactly the way that it is unfolded, I don't know about you, but I would have thrown something else in, thrown a little extra this, take away a little bit of that. I didn't have to experience that universe. I didn't have to experience getting hit by a car. I didn't have to experience all of that. But then you get to another level of understanding, another level of awareness, another level of consciousness, another level, I use this word, enlightenment, whatever that is. And then you get another level of understanding, of knowing. And when you get to that other level, it's not really getting to a level, it's when you've accepted. When you've accepted that life is going to happen, regardless of what you think or regardless of what your preferences are, life is going to happen. And the only thing that you're required to do is to flow with it, That's where the trust comes in. One of the big obstructions or the big subtractions or one of the big things that takes away from happiness is really allowing outside forces, outside influences to dictate behavior. Let's talk about more specifics. Now, I know the holidays are coming up, and we've talked about the holidays before and people having feeling great about it, excited about it, or even feeling, oh God, like it's a heavy burden. But in reality, the holidays, the season is just like any other day. It's just like any other month. It's just like any other. It's just this extra. Thing that the world puts on it, that society puts on it, the TV puts on it. Oh, God, it's the holiday season. But if you think about it, you can create or feel or have the perspective of a holiday season all year long. I mean, if you enjoy the holiday season and you enjoy that energy that comes with it, you can actually extend that the whole year. It's this life, the reason why, let me just say this, the reason why people suffer and people are not happy or in some kind of state is because there's perspective. They have one perspective, and it is impossible to shake that perspective and come up with another one that's going to feel better. practicing changing your perspective, practicing shifting your perspective to a perspective that's going to make you feel better is a daily, daily practice, is something that is, it's in the beginning, it's not easy to do, but after you get the hang of it and after you practice, oh, I'm not feeling good about, let's say this, well, I'm not feeling good about traffic, driving in, oh, this traffic is so bad, and so it took me 2 hours to get to work. That's one perspective, right? And that perspective, I don't know about you, but when I hear people complaining about traffic, they're not really happy. it's not a good feeling. But see, it's their choice to have that one perspective. You can change that perspective. You're still sitting in traffic for 2 hours, and you can shift your perspective to think and find something to be grateful for in that 2 hours, as opposed to sitting in that 2 hours and complaining and looking out and seeing what's wrong. Shift your energy, shift your thoughts, shift your perspective, change your perspective, choose another perspective for those 2 hours that you're sitting in traffic, to count your blessings, for some other for a lack of another corny way to say it, to think about something that you could do that would uplift your day, or maybe someone else's day. The sitting in it and doing the same things day after day after day after day without a shift in your consciousness, without a shift in your behavior. So if you are affected, and I'm going to use myself as an example, but if you're affected every day by traffic, oh, if the traffic's good, you feel good. If the traffic's not good, you feel rotten. If you're affected day by day with all of those things, then it's all on you. I'm going to use the example. I love to use this example. And again, if you want to call in, the number here to speak with me live is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. So let's talk about sitting in traffic and honking our horns, or just driving and honking our horns. This is just something that I came up with recently. So how many of you out there honk your horns if you see somebody cutting you off? Or let me give this example. Say you're sitting at a light, and you're not the first person that's going to turn. You're not the first person that's going to go. You're behind the first person, and the light turns green, and the car in front of you doesn't see that the light is green. Who knows? Maybe they're texting. Maybe they're looking out into space. Maybe they're looking out and just feeling grateful. But they're not moving. So there's a lot of different ways that you can honk your horn or not honk your horn. There's a lot of different behaviors that's going to give an indication of how you're feeling. Yes, right. Not them. Not it's about how you're feeling. So you're sitting behind someone, they don't see the green light. How many ways can we respond? Let's count the ways. You can sit there and be very patient and just wait. You heard me. Just wait until they notice that it's a green light. I mean, that's the ultimate impatience, right? You're sitting back. You see the green light. The person in front of you doesn't, and then you just sit there. And then you just wait for them to see the green light. Believe it or not, I've done that a few times. Now, you can either sit and wait for them to notice the green light. Two ways. It gets deeper. You can sit and wait for them to be patient and still stew in it and still be upset. Oh, they're not noticing. What's wrong with them? Ah. I mean, you don't honk the horn, but inside you're stewing because they're not seeing the light is green. That's not being patient. Patience is sitting, relaxed, breathing through it, and waiting for the person in front of you to see that the light is green. Now, the challenge comes when I said there's two ways to respond. Actually, there's a lot of different ways. We're going to talk about that. But the challenge comes with, are you in a hurry or not, right? Because I know I'm challenged when I'm left the house maybe 5 minutes later than I could have left the house. And so the whole drive is a rush, make that light. You know what I'm talking about. I don't know about you, but I've never been able to be happy and at peace while I'm rushing in traffic. So let's get back to the light. So we can either sit, be at peace, wait for them to see the green light and just drive on, or we can sit and wait and we can be fuming while we're waiting. Now let's add the horn. Let's add the horn element. There are different ways to honk the horn. There's different energies behind the horn honking, right? This show is about the most detailed of moments. Now, I've honked the horn where you lay on it. When you lay on the horn, what is that energy? I don't know about you, but when I lay on the horn, that energy is not peaceful, and it's not calming, flowing, easy, cool energy. It's impatient. I'm irritated. Get out of my way. That's what that energy is saying. Now, there's another way to tap the horn, where it's just a little friendly courtesy. Tap, tap, beep, beep. That's another way. And what I'm saying is each vibration, each emotion, each behavior that you choose in that moment, and you choose in any moment, is an indication of how you are feeling or your connection. And when I say your connection, there's a big difference. And you know, you never lose your connection. That's not what I'm saying. But there is a sense of feeling so full of the universe that there is nothing and there is no one that's going to take you out of that vibe. There is nothing and there is no one that is going to get you out of that because you're so entrenched, because the universe is just inside every little cell, and it's actually impossible. You hear me? It's impossible to be upset or irritated or angry or annoyed when you're feeling so full of the universe. So I've noticed for myself the different modes, the different horn honkings, and I've noticed that if I'm impatient or I'm having that shift or I'm laying on a horn, then that's an indication, that's a clue to go within for me. It's not because of the traffic. You know, let's talk about the weather. It's not because of the hot weather or the cold weather. You know, I have this thing. I live in California, and it's so hot here most of the time. I like cold weather, and finally, in the middle of December, it's cooling down to what? to low 70s. And so I used every year this, oh, God, summer. Oh, I hate the heat. And I used to always blame my mood or on the weather. Oh, it's because it's so hot. That's why I'm so moody, or that's why I'm irritated. It's the heat. People, It's not popular. Nobody wants to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Excuse me, I'm taking a sip of my ginger tea that I made. Ginger tea. You just take ginger, cut it up, boil the water, and there you go. So, what was I saying? Oh, the indication, the temperature gauge, if you will, of where I am internally, where I am, is always inside. It's always internal. Now, what if I'm feeling, because yesterday was one of those days. I don't know if it's a full moon. I don't know if my eye is crossing, my eye is not dotted and my T's are not crossed. Maybe Jupiter is aligning with Mercury. Who knows why? But I can feel inside where maybe I'm not as easy to just, la-di-da-da and wait for that green light. And when I am feeling like that, and you, everybody, we're all the same. Listen, we have seasons just like the earth, the earth has seasons. This seasons, winter, summer, like countries have seasons. We have seasons also, and it's really important to know your seasons and know you. And when I know, because let me tell you, yesterday. And it's the same thing with me. It's nothing new when I go out into the world and I go to the bank and then I'm feeling, let's just say this, 1 quart low or a half a quart low or half a pint low, whatever you want to say. And I can walk into a bank on any given day and, it's always policy. Hi, how are you? How's your day going? I don't know why that irritates the heck out of me, but it always, I'll tell you exactly why it irritates me. I'll tell you, especially when I'm not full, I'll tell you why. Because it's unconscious talk. Do you realize that I get irritated when people are talking unconsciously? See, these are my issues now. When it's just a blind hello, like a robotic, hey, hi, how are your day? How's your day going? Is there anything I can help you with? Those kind of things that people in customer service say, for some reason, that unconscious talk bothers me when I'm a quart low. Because I can hear the same things. I can hear those things. Hi, how are you? How's your day going? Oh, it's going well. Thank you for asking. I can go both ways. But when I'm a quart low, like I was yesterday, a quart low, and I realize that these outside things are pulling on my peace and my sanity, then what do I do? Point and blame and complain? And talk about how these people are asking me stupid questions and unconscious questions. I could do that. I have done that. But now I get to the point where I really have to go in and look in the mirror and say, are you telling me with all the things that you've practiced and all the things that you know, a question about how was your day is going to rattle you? Well, that rattling, my dear audience, that rattling, that little clue, that little nudge, that little so that's where I am. That's where I am on my peaceful meter. That is a perfect indicator for me of when I need to refuel. When I need to shut it down, when I need to stop answering the phone calls, when I need to go into my cave and regroup. It's called just hibernating. And during this time, and during any time that you're feeling a little bit off or maybe not connected or a little imbalanced or, you know what I'm talking about. For me, it's time to go in, hibernate, and go away and be invisible. You know, I can still hibernate even in the middle of a crowd. It's about internal, going within and really going into this place and not hearing and not noticing and not paying attention to the outside world, what the world is doing. Yesterday I was speaking at, it was really nice. I spoke at my chiropractor's office for their wellness seminar. And one of the things that happened during that talk was one of the people in the audience brought a baby. And when I say baby, I mean just beginning to walk. Yeah, the baby could walk. Baby was in diapers, just beginning to walk. So I don't know, what is that, a year and a half, almost two, to the talk. And as a baby does, after maybe 5 minutes, because that kid was not into what I was talking about, surrendering, having expectations, no labels. It was really funny. Just starts screaming and having fun, you know, like they're at a park. And I could have either paid attention to that, or I see it, I hear it, and it just it's like I'm Teflon. It just slides right off. And that's actually what happened. It's even, you can even go into hibernation surrounded by people. But let me tell you what the universe brought me with that little baby. That child, that 1.5-year-old that was running around, I picked that baby up in the middle of the talk and I said, you see this baby? This child has not learned yet how to have expectations. This child hasn't learned how to compare themselves to other people. This child hasn't learned that, oh, you got to have a goal if you don't have, you know, have a goal. This child hasn't learned how to worry. This child hasn't learned how to live in the past or live in the future. This kid is living in the moment. This child hasn't learned that words are powerful. This, all of the things that this child hasn't learned, it was a perfect example of who we all were. Who we all were until we learned to have an attachment. Oh, have an attachment to an outcome. Having preference. How about resisting what's going on? See, it's or thinking anything that's happening is important or serious. That little baby, that year and a half year old little child, was. And actually, you know what else I did? I picked up the baby. And I said, you know what? Yeah, in front of everyone. It was terrible. I don't even know who the mother was, but it doesn't matter. I picked up that baby and I said, you know what? You're not going to amount to anything. Oh, by the way, you're stupid and you're slow. Oh, you're not that good looking. You don't know how to dress. You're not going to have any goals. Your life is going to be ruined. I said all of that to that little baby. To that little 1.5-year-old, while I was holding it in front of the audience. You know what that little baby did? You know what that little girl did? Looked at me like I was crazy and didn't care. Had no idea. It didn't even get into her world. That kid was so into the moment. And so into what they were doing and not focused on anything else, not even the parent. That baby was out and about just roaming around doing what the baby wanted to do. And I'm saying all that to say is we were all like that. And getting back to that state of when I say being in a capsule, I mean being in such a state, being so rooted and so grounded in the universe that regardless of the storms, I'm in a rowboat now in the middle of the ocean. Stay with me. I know I go places really quick. I'm in the middle of the ocean in a rowboat. Okay, that's where we are. Regardless of the storms, regardless of the wind, regardless of the waves, regardless of the weather, regardless of the cold or the sun, I'm at peace. That's the destination. That's the goal. That's my agenda. That's to get to that place, to stay in that place for as much as possible. And what I'm finding is I can stay in that state longer when I practice changing perspectives, when I practice relaxing, not resisting, flowing, letting it go, surrender, choosing my perspectives, being okay with uncertainty, staying out of everybody else's business, not noticing and focusing on what somebody else is doing. When something happens, it's more challenging. How can I grow? What can I learn about myself? How can I grow? How can I be even more conscious, more aware? In a nutshell, that's life. It's simple to say, it's simple to talk about, more challenging to practice. However, when the practice happens on a daily basis, daily, because that's what happens, daily challenges. I don't know about you, but 5 years ago, if there was a small child running and screaming while I was trying to speak, first of all, I wouldn't even have been speaking 5 years ago, but 5 years ago, if that happened, who knows what I would have done. But see, now, it's so easy just to flow with whatever, because people, I've tried driving, I've tried going in the direction that I thought was, this is what's next, universe, right? This is what's next for me, right? Right, universe, right? The universe gives me that honk, but a nice, very gentle honk. Tap. No, Rebecca, we're going in a different direction. Well, what do you mean? I have everything set up for this direction, and I was planning for this direction. Rebecca, excuse me. What? We're going in. We're going to turn right here. But universe, I planned on turning left. Rebecca, we're turning right here, and we don't care what you say or what you do. Now you're either going to go along go along gently, nicely, relaxed, or you're going to go resisting, fussing, and fighting. It's pretty simple to say. Harder to practice. Whew. Any questions from anyone? Questions from people in the queue? Okay. Well, I want to say that reality spirituality has heard every... Hold on a second. Live show. Well, I'm live on the air. You want to join the radio show?
Oh, shoot. No.
Okay, well, then I'll call you back in a little bit. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
You see, nobody wants to come live on the air with me. That's okay. It's all good. Okay, so Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Oops, RebeccaNorrington.com. Reality Spirituality Facebook page is Reality Spirituality. My Twitter is RL Norrington. Follow me on Twitter. Until next week, let me just remind you, you are an extension of the universe. You are a physical form of the universe. You are the universe. You're constantly growing. You're constantly changing. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. It is about every moment. Thank you for listening. Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Oh, love, spirituality.
It's the newest spirit. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. Good now.